past our delights, and don't you know it? Tom tonight, it's Tom tonight.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to the Talk Tonight podcast. Today we are joined by Derby-based band Riviera. How are we today, boys? Are we all right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, brilliant, mate. Fucking brilliant.
Top of the world, are we? Really quick, apologies for any background noise this time. It unfortunately comes with the territory of living in a uni house, but I will do my best in the edit to localise any noise. And also, Riviera can be found on Instagram, Twitter, all that good stuff. And their links will be posted with the podcast when it goes live. So, anything to add to that, or we good?
Listen to your songs and all.
Yeah, stream them as well, yeah.
Please listen.
So we'll just get right into it with a few questions we got lined up. But as I was saying to you on Twitter before, you know, any conversations, any tangents we go on, it's more than welcome. So how did you get started as a band, and why are you called Riviera?
It started with me and Bill, who's the guitarist, like lead guitar now. We were at school just like playing the shitty covers with each other.
Yeah.
We couldn't think of a name, we just heard the name Riviera and was like, that sounds cool. It's got no meaning or anything, just thought it was a cool word.
Fair enough, yeah.
I don't really like it anymore, to be honest. It just reminds me of my cringe year 11 self now.
Yeah, no, I think it's alright, we've seen worse, trust me. I think it's a good name, personally.
It's better than Caption the Bottom, man.
You reckon? You don't like Caption the Bottom? He nicked that. He thinks he's on holiday in Jamaica or something, and he saw some geezer playing bottles. And he thought, like, his band were playing bottles or something. He was called Catfish, so he literally stole it. So
get further away from Catfish in the Bottle then, really, can you?
To be fair, so I suppose that's not what you're after, then.
That'd be quite interesting, though, if they came out and did a reggae album or something.
Yeah, to be fair, they should do a bit of homage, a bit of an apology for stealing someone's name outright. He's not even called Catfish, it's called Van.
Fish and the Bottle Man with Catfish the Bottle Man. That would be a
featuring.
I'm a passive.
I wonder if he knows about that.
I don't know. It'd be cool if like they did a world tour or something and they brought him out.
And just let him support. Yeah, that
was it. Let him play a few tunes. So leading on from that, who would you cite as an influence over your music? It can be like, you know, musical people that you are interested in that sort of influence that way. It can be non-musical as well. But yeah, who would you cite as sort of an influence over your music?
I think everyone's got different ones, honestly. We've got some the same and some different, I suppose. Like Amari, obviously, he comes from a hip-hop background, or like a...
obviously.
Just like... I don't know.
It's obvious if you know him.
Yeah, obvious if you know him. Right. I suppose Bill and Archie come from like the same sort of thing, but I don't know. Everyone's got different tastes. Like I like
you're heavy metal, aren't you?
Yeah, I like heavy stuff. But yeah. like the Levelers and stuff, and like just, you know, Joe likes pretty much everything under the sun, whether it be like Portuguese or or French or mad, everything's mad for Joe.
Library, here we are.
Yeah, and Archie just likes
ABBA.
Yeah, there you go, ABBA. Archie likes ABBA.
In fact, Riviera, the lead singer has never listened to any music other than ABBA.
I haven't.
Archie's fun fact. Singles. He's never listened to our own music or anything. He's only listened to ABBA.
Except that's untrue because he loves the sound of his own voice.
I think his top three songs on his Spotify review were always.
Yeah, they were. To be fair, that's the same with me. I love our songs.
they are brilliant.
That is not okay.
Probably we're after shocked by Mackie G, yeah. And a few others. Yeah.
Mackie G's been missing nights out, though. I was gonna ask, so do you think that sort of translates then into the sort of creative process, in the sense that since you all have sort of different tastes and ideas, are they sort of all collabing to one? Sorry, I'm going a bit off script now of the questions we've got, but
I think when we're in the practice room, say everyone's coming in with different ideas, so we everyone every time we write a song, we get it recorded as like a demo. So every time we write a song, there's one demo. The demo gets pinged out to everyone on a WhatsApp chat, and then we'll all listen to it and say how much we hate it, and then we go into the practice room
and then we all play different. I mean, all of it.
Yeah, and so everyone comes in and say, so we're all from different musical backgrounds. So when I come in, I'll be adding like stuff that is controversial and a bit weird, and then Amari will be adding these bass lines that just like overpower the rest of it. It sounds great. And then Danny will add these heavier drum bits that sound great. Bill's adding all his twiddly guitar parts, and then Archie comes in and starts shouting over it perfectly, and it works together. You know what I mean? That's the best thing about it, that we're all from such different like backgrounds that when it gels together, it's like the most, it's perfect.
Like separately it would sound shit,
but right,
but it's because it's all together and it's what it's like, it's our sound. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
At least one rehearsal. Every rehearsal session, I'll try and put a note in, and it's just
shut down.
You'll stand there like, no, that sounds good. And like, just don't do it. Just don't do that.
Yeah, I look over. I'm like, what are you playing, Mom? He's like, G sharp. We're in the key of D, mate. And he's like, it sounds well. No.
Music theory humour.
I was going to say, I laughed at that, but I didn't know if it was true or not.
I was going to say, for people who sort of don't know music out there, that was just a sort of an inside joke for everyone.
Musical banter.
And that's the musical genius behind Joe Woodhead, and that's why he's a driving force in the songwriting process.
That's what we're all about. So we touched on sort of your influences, and then briefly then sort of the processes, but what actually would you say is, I imagine it's sort of maybe different every time, but what would be sort of the process in creating and producing the music? Like, does the music come first, followed by the lyrics, or is it just poetry that you add to music, or what?
It completely depends. Like, it's never lyrics first. Like, I might walk down the street and I might see something that looks cool. Mm. Like, I don't, just a sentence or a phrase or something like that. That'll sound cool in a song, or it's a good song title or something. I'd like put it in my notes. Yeah. But I've never like gone out of my way and written a whole like poem or something that rhymes.
Yeah.
And tried to put music to it. It's either music that comes first, or a melody in my head, and then I'll just write it down and I'll send it to everyone else. Mm. Like, it's never really a song that's written. It's mainly just like, I don't know what the word is. It's like fucking a load of just stuff put together, and then we all pull it together.
Right. Okay. That's interesting.
It's definitely not poetry. That's for sure. Definitely not poetry.
Yeah. Well, it was. Sometimes it will start from Archie. Sometimes it will start from me. Or sometimes it will spark from an idea. Like one of the songs we've got lined up, Joe wrote, and it just came out of the blue. Like most of us didn't even know it was coming out. Didn't know he was going to bring us the idea, and it came, and it was just, we all did our part to it, and that's how it works, really. Someone starts with the idea, and then it just builds and builds and builds. That's what we do.
One of all of our favourite songs is, it started with a massive, massive argument between Joe and Danny.
Right.
Yeah. Before we even decided to take it into a practice shoot.
Which one?
Alive.
I apologise, Joe. I apologise.
Danny was going, it's like listening to fucking Paint Dry. Shit, I hate it. And Joe was like, no, it's all right. It's just because the intro's a bit long. It's just because the intro is like, I fucking hate it.
The problem with that song was Archie, and it all turned down to be
Archie. Yeah, it was me.
I'd written this song, and I'd taken ages on it, and I'd put on all these nice little chords and riffs in it. I was thinking, this is brilliant. And then
I put 5 minutes of jungle noise in front of it, which pissed everyone.
Noises at the start, no relevance, just 5 minutes of jungle noises. What's that for? And then Danny listened to it and clearly went, it's like listening to, he clearly didn't even get through the 5 minutes, but I was gutted.
I suppose in a way though, it's good to have sort of that melting pot of ideas though, because then you're not bogged down with like the sort of criticism of everything sounding the same. Like obviously we talked about Catfish and the Bottlemen earlier, and I mean, one of their common criticisms is all their tunes sound the same.
Yeah.
So it's quite in the sense that, although it's good to have your own unique style, and that,
we still end up adding like little things whilst we're in the studio. Like, so we were in the studio a couple months back, and we wrote a whole new riff for one of our songs, like as we were recording it, and it's just like it just comes out like that.
I'd say that's the most important parts of the song as well. That
it stays pretty raw, to us. So it's like. So we recorded that song, we've probably not been to a rehearsal since.
Mm.
So it's like we don't even know what it sounds like live, really.
Yeah.
So
might sound shit.
Yeah.
Hang on, I don't even know what song we're on about. Which song are we on about?
So Young.
No, You're Hamish.
Oh, right, yeah, yeah.
That's another thing to shout out. Hamish.
Hamish Dickinson.
He's officially part of our writing process. And when we were in the studio last, I would say the songs that we had taken into the studio were about 70% done. We didn't, and we thought they were 100% done. And then we take him into the studio and meet our new best mate Hamish, and he turns them into the best songs we've ever heard. So that's one thing to look forward to this year. Hamish Dickinson's additions to our
shout out, Hamish Dickinson. You can do it Phoenix. Right now, please.
Phoenix Sound Studios.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, it's always the way when you take a tune and it goes in through the studio. I don't know what it is, but whatever mastering is just makes everything sound 10 times better.
Yeah.
I think it's the atmosphere as well, just being in a studio, not knowing what's going to fucking happen. It's cool.
It's just mad. Like, some of the songs we've got out, listening back to those songs from what we've got now, the masters we've got now, it blows them out of the water, the old songs out of the water. Not as songs, but the recordings and the production. It's insane. It's mad. It's
the quality.
Yeah, it's just mad. Like, everything's bigger and it's just full. And there's just layers to everything. It's brilliant.
You know what? I feel like part of that was the transition from, we were all at school and like college. And I feel like it was almost like it still felt like so far away. And then from now, where it now feels proper. Do you know what I mean? So when we were in the studio, all of us are going to the studio and feeling like this is something that we're going to make a career out of and something that we want to
play. Yeah. Just like a little holiday.
Like the nice. So what do you actually make of the response that you've got so far from your singles that you've released?
I think from our first release, The Cue, I think we were pretty surprised, to be honest. Like, it did a lot better than we expected.
It's done good numbers, to be fair. I was looking at them earlier.
Yeah, I mean, because we'd done, like, before The Cue, we did, like, shitty little garage band recordings, and they were just terrible. Mm. And, like, they got 700 streams or whatever, like, all time. And then I think we ended up getting about 2,000 in a week and a half, something like that, which, for our first proper release, we were pretty chuffed with, to be honest. And then... So, slight delay in Venezuela, pretty similar, like, started off strong, and then, yeah, Venezuela's probably our most, so from, like, when we released it, it's probably done the best, so it's been out for the shortest time, and it's on about 8,000 at the minute.
I was going to say, is Venezuela the most recent one?
Yeah.
Nice.
What a story, though, that is the first releases, though, isn't it? When we were in the studio there, the first songs that we released, we recorded ourselves at a studio.
Mm-hmm.
We won't go into too much detail, but basically we ended up getting kicked out of our college studios. So the reason that they were such bad recording was because they were half done, thanks to Danny? I think it might have been Danny.
Yeah, I was not there.
There.
It was good, man. It was a good time. The songs turned out shit, but I had a great time there.
At the time, Danny was going under an alter ego called Malt Milk Milk. Let's just say he was very destructive. And when in the studio, he was not very well behaved. And let's just say that
he's a knobhead.
I'm not allowed to go back. As I say that,
he is permanently banned. That's it. Danny is permanently banned. Not anyone else in the band, just Danny.
So you can all go back there just without Danny.
Yeah. Very much.
You can probably make great songs without me. So I might just.
We'll make more progress.
That was back when he was bald. I think he was a completely different person. He's got long hair now, so they might let him back in.
I like them memes on Twitter when it's like me signing up for the same free trial over and over.
Yeah. It's just Danny coming into that college.
Yeah, well, wearing different outfits and that. Speaking of recording, so what's next for you in 2021 and what are your aims for the future?
To be honest, I think we're all just pretty excited to get back gigging again, if that's obviously a possibility. Because I've only been in the band since, I think it was like, late January, so I've only been able to gig with these guys like twice.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to get back gigging again. Obviously, I will not gig for ages. Not rehearsed for ages either. Rehearsing is probably a big one of all of us. Happy to get back in the rehearsal studio as always.
It's frustrating, man. We can't even practice, let alone play live. We can't even see each other to practice. It's frustrating, man.
It's the new songs as well. When we're in the rehearsal studio, everyone's always bringing in new songs, new ideas and all this. We just don't get any of that. So we can't really progress with new songs, new music and all that without that.
Got about 10 new ones just to practice when we get back. It's going to be a piss take. We've got loads.
Oh, right. I should probably get listening then.
Me personally as well, I'm pretty sure it's the same for everyone again, but new release, this feeling, we're excited for this release. We hope it's going to do well. I think it's going to do well. It's a brilliant song. I mean, before, like we said earlier with the studio, before we came into the studio, which it changed massively. It used to be like a complete different song. What was it? I think it was the timing of like the change, the way we changed chords and everything. It's just a completely different sound to the song. It's honestly, it's a brilliant song. And then we came in with Hamish, changed loads of things. Mm-hmm. And obviously, Eurovision Song Contest. Can't wait for that as well.
With the UK's entrance.
I think that's the first time.
The UK's entrance to the Eurovision Song Contest. That would be brilliant.
That would be class, to be fair. I've not heard anyone say that before.
Yeah, but we wouldn't win though, would we?
England never fucking win.
Yeah, we would. It's because they're sent
all. We're robbed every year.
Robbed every year. Oh, the one, Iceland had a banger last year. Have you heard it?
Oh
yeah, it sounds like Blossoms, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's dead good.
Yeah. What is it? I've not seen it in ages. What do you have to do? Do you have to like write your own song or something?
Yeah.
I thought they did covers.
Nah. Arsons was dead good. My girlfriend listened to it loads. It sounds like Blossoms, the song does.
It is good.
Girlfriend. Well done.
Show off.
Do you know how it is, baby?
Guy with the saxophone, he was on Eurovision Song Contest, wasn't he?
Yeah.
What was his name?
Ray Charles.
On some documentary, I swear it was like Jack Whitehall or someone went to meet him.
Yeah, I think that's where I seen him.
Yeah.
That was a good song.
That was a good song. ABBA as well. I'm pretty sure he mentioned
ABBA.
Yeah.
Jedward. Can't forget Jedward.
I'm not sure if Jedward are quite on par with ABBA, but
Motorhead, they were fucking brilliant.
Box Fizz.
Yes.
They've got some good songs.
Yeah.
The Camera Never Lies Anymore.
Salt and Pepper.
Nothing Worth Lying For. Oh.
That wasn't your
So on the topic of, we're on the topic of Eurovision, but live performance. I was going to ask sort of what are your favourite bands, you know, are there any common favourites, but so we talked about sort of how different it was earlier. So talking hypothetically now, if you've got the chance to create your own lineup, obviously Riviera's one slot, you can be headline or you can be support. Which artist would you have playing alongside you? Let's say three artists.
That's three artists, that's hard. Yeah. You've got to satisfy everyone in the band really, haven't you? So,
but then it can't be too different.
I'll take a step down from this one because no fucker's going to want to listen to
JME.
Rhyme. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that'd be good. That could be like a pre-opener.
Yeah.
He could open
with BBK.
Yeah,
JME supporting ABBA.
Followed by Riviera, the headliners.
I wonder. Stone Roses, I think, would definitely be up there.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, man.
It would have to be, wouldn't it?
Have any of you seen Stone Roses live?
I have at Wembley.
No.
Me too.
It was good.
All right, show off, bastards.
Was that at Wembley, did you say?
Yeah, Wembley, yeah.
Which year? Like 2016 or something?
I think so. I've got the ticket on the wall somewhere. 2016 and 2017.
Yeah, I was at that one.
What are you saying then, Bo? Who would you put in it?
I don't know. Someone like Take That or something like that.
Sham 69
or something. I'd either have someone mental or like a joke band like just like Westlife or someone like that. Boyzone.
The Venger Boys.
Venga Boys. Venga Boys would be really good. I'd actually pay good money to go see the Venga Boys.
I reckon. Venga
Boys followed by Division. That'd be it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like that. Everyone who came for the Venga Boys wouldn't be bothered about Madness, and everyone who came for Madness wouldn't be bothered about Riviera. So it's sort of
In fact, we've got to downplay. We've got to make everyone other than us, like everyone that's not us, worse.
Yeah, that's a good strategy. To be fair,
I'm sure we can find some bands out there. I've got a few in mind that I'm not going to say.
You're going to name drop?
No, I'm not going to name drop. But they knew who they are. Don't at me, bro. Don't at me.
speaking of grime, actually, when I went to Leeds Fest, they always do like mad lineups, don't they? So it'll be like Travis Scott. Well, I know he's not grime, but like Travis Scott, and then the Wombats on after him or something, or like Foo Fighters preceded by Big Shaq or something.
I suppose it's good though, because it's like gets different listeners to listen to different music. Because yeah. I definitely, if I don't know, for example. Like Avenged Sevenfold, bro, which is never going to happen because they're too good for Leeds. But, and if like someone I obviously didn't like afterwards, like, think of a shit band.
Riviera.
Yeah, Riviera. I'd have to listen to him because if I'm stuck right at the front, I'm not going to scarper away too quickly, am I? I'm going to be like, you know what, I might stay here and listen to this shite for a bit and fuck off.
I went Reading to watch and I saw Blossoms.
Yeah,
I want to get a good place there, but gigs was on before, so I was like, I watched gigs. I knew a couple of his songs, but he fucking bought Drake out. It was terrible. Yeah, I saw Drake by accident, and it was the worst 20 minutes of my life.
I thought you were gonna say something really nice then, like, oh, gigs was there, and then oh my god, he brought Drake, mate. We should have been there. It was amazing. But then just ruined it.
Everyone else seemed to be enjoying themselves, but I thought it was fucking terrible.
Weren't you there with your mom?
Yeah.
If you went with a couple of mates, it might have been good.
Yeah. But me and mum just stood there scratching.
Hey. At that time, I actually didn't have any mates.
Ooh.
Were you with your mum?
Yeah, with my mum. Went to watch Liam Gallagher.
Yeah. Big OG.
Not getting the pit. You and Joanne in the pit. That would have been brilliant.
shout out to Joanne in the pit. Smells like a pit. You know what I'm saying? I'm joking. I love you, Joe.
I was definitely going to listen to this as well.
Getting crowd surfing, haven't you, Billy?
Oh, what?
Remember the time where you tried to crowd surf, Billy?
I did crowd surf. It just went wrong.
You tried to crowd surf? Come on, give the story.
That was brilliant. Yeah, that was brilliant, Bill.
It was Why Not 2019, was it? Yeah, it must have been. And it was Jerry Cinnamon, you know. Just having a great time. It was the last song I thought, nah. Fuck it, I'm just gonna.
I'm going crowd. Up.
Fuck it.
I got Joe.
He had to share his plan with about half the crowd before anyone who would agree to lift him up. So he spent about 20 minutes going around, I'm gonna go up. No, you're not, mate. I'm gonna go up. No, you're not, mate. And he found like three people like, all right, and I think I was one of them actually, so I'm sorry.
Yeah, you were the one who gave me a leg up, so. I get Joe, gives me a leg up, and then someone's pushing me up from my back. I'm like, this is great. I'm crowd surfing. I'm having the time of my life. 2 seconds later, I've dropped on the floor. As I fall, so I fall flat on my back. As I fall, my glasses go flying, like, straight up. So I've lost my glasses.
He's turned into Velma from Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, I know, it's crazy.
My glasses! Where are my glasses?
I thought it was like a kick drum or something. I thought it was this little drum machine, and it was just Bill.
I'll tell you something now, though. That impression of Alma, that was brilliant.
I'm good at impressions.
Yeah, well, if the whole Riviera thing doesn't work out, at least you can.
Yeah, I suppose. Your
impression. Yeah, you're knocking on the voice actor who plays Alma.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I'm related to her.
Oh, I've got an impression you can try.
Go on then.
What about someone who's allowed into their college studio? Oh.
It's not my college.
Oh, yeah. All right.
There you go then. You're trying to disrespect me like that.
So moving away from music a little bit now. So as we were talking about not being able to gig, and that lockdown has been pain in the ass for everyone, but it seems that Netflix has become somewhat of like a confidant. So what are your favourite films and series at the minute? What's your go-to?
Line of Duty. It's amazing. I fucking love that, man. It's so good.
But this is, I think this is crucial to say, but me, Amari and Danny have spent a lot of time on Minecraft. And it's not Netflix related at all. And it's quite sad to admit, but I've really reconnected with my 10-year-old self. The other day, me and Amari fell out for the first time since we were about 12. And if you want to know why, it was because Amari set fire to my Minecraft. I've not fallen out of anyone. I was so close to telling him he wasn't invited to my birthday party. I cannot tell you. Honestly, I was fuming. I turned around, I seen my Minecraft house up in flames. I was sprinting towards it. I was so angry. So it's not quite Netflix, but I'd say that is definitely on par.
Hey, it's not cool.
That's terrible.
Get rid of that.
Well, if we're not on Netflix related, we can do anything, can't we? Yeah. Burps and shit. So I got a good fart on the show.
Netflix. I mean,
that's staying in the app.
I watched quite a while ago. I had to have 2 weeks off from work because COVID. Decided I was gonna, never seen the Harry Potters before. I've always looked at him and thought, fucking hell, that looks shit. I decided to give it a go because he's all on about it on PlayStation. Started watching it. It's fucking brilliant. It's amazing.
Got a wand.
Loved it.
Got a wand. I seen him walk around Elveston with a wand the other day.
I've never watched the Harry Potters myself, you know.
It's worth it. It's good.
It's more of a Star Wars theme than myself.
Yeah, I love Star Wars.
I watched Star Wars for the first time in the first lockdown. It's not for me.
I keep on trying. You have to read.
Bill, I'm not Bill and Joe. I didn't know this. I didn't know this to this point, but I don't think I'm going to be friends with you two anymore.
if you're starting off a movie with two paragraphs of reading,
and then after that, you don't have to read anything.
Yeah, but it can't get any better than it. So it's meant to start off and grab your
attention. We need to stop this. It feels like when I'm a movie podcast, my bro watches all the pissing time. It's both fucking annoying. Kevin Smith and all that. Fuck, no.
Me and Amari have been watching Ultimate Fighter. That's good. It's like UFC fighting.
That is sick.
Oh, yeah. It's class, that.
Yeah, he's brilliant.
Joe's a boxer, aren't you, Joe? A big, hard boxer.
Not very far from it. Very,
he's got big muscles.
No.
And big. There you go.
The first season of Ultimate Fighter, I'm watching it, and one of the other fighters wheeze on another fighter's pillow.
Wheeze?
Yeah, and it wasn't for any reason other than the guy stunk. That was it.
It's
going to smell even more now. Nah. It's going to stink of piss as well as sweat. Piss,
yeah. It's not really a good fix, is it?
No. It's like reality TV and fighting, and it's perfect.
Well, it's not to love one.
Exactly.
I've been watching, I mean, you won't like it if you don't like reading, Joe, but I've been watching Money Heist on Netflix. Anyone seen Money Heist?
I've not watched that.
I started it, but the dubbing was doing my head in. So
yeah, everyone said that. Spanish. Everyone that's watched it said that the story was good, but I can't. Regardless of the story, I'm not watching fucking subtitles. No fucking way.
Never tried it.
Past the subtitles, generally best bit of television I've watched ever.
Have you seen the film on Netflix called The Platform?
Yeah,
that's
dubbed over. That is such a weird film, but it's all right. The ending's a bit shit, but it's interesting.
Also, did Billy just say that he watched it all in Spanish?
No. I started it, and then it was just like, I couldn't cope with the dubbing. It was actually like pissing me off a bit, so I just stopped watching it. But I'm going to give it another go in Spanish, so it's like they're actually speaking at the right time.
Yeah.
Just read the subtitles.
Bill actually is fluent Spanish.
Yeah. Buongiorno.
Bullshit.
Did GCSE French. I did German up until year 9, so, you know.
You can do Latin, can't you?
You what?
Do a bit of Latin.
Yeah, just give him Actus Reus. That's a bit of law terminology.
If you is it? Need
any. Yeah, which I got an E in A level for, so that's gone well.
It's just English and Welsh for me.
Welsh?
Yeah, from Wales.
How do you say hello? My name is Archie in Welsh.
Hello, Dwiano Archie.
In fact, I've got something to ask you to do. And I know you probably get this a lot because you're Welsh. And I think you know what I'm going to ask you. But that really, really fucking long train station name.
All right. If I get this wrong now, anyone who's listening is from like my hometown.
Oh, citizenship. Come on.
All right. Slanvar, Gwyn, Gingo, Garoch, Santosilio, Gododoch.
I've never heard that.
That's amazing.
That Skrillex is just like John Carton. Just
to be fair, I'll be touching it a little bit, but. You know, you
take that was it. Impressive. That was really impressive.
That was good.
Thank you very much. Yeah, say that in Latin, Billy.
Ooh. Hey, your mama!
Well, I only know law terminology, and I don't know a lot of that either.
This is like, I wrote the question down wrong for this one. So if you've been preparing to answer what you normally get for lunch, I'm sorry. But the one that I'm supposed to ask, which apparently is a thing that they ask every time, even though I've forgotten on all the ones I've done. What's each of your go-to meal deal?
Oh, meal deal.
Yeah, so where you go, so like mine, I like the Tesco one. I think it's the best value because you can get wraps in it, because like you can't get wraps in the co-op one.
Yeah, I can vouch for Tesco as I work for them as well, so you know, great. Yeah. No. Yeah, so great meal.
Mine's simple. So, you got to go Tesco, you got to get the barbecue wrap, you got to get the oven-baked cheese and onion crisps, and then you got to get a Coke, and that's it.
That is terrible. That's
why I use breast. You know what? In fact, can I just bring this up? You know that page where it's like, oh, this is your meal deal? The fact people are basing personalities on a meal deal, you can suck the fuck out.
No, but yours is right. Yours is right.
What do you mean mine's right?
Just like, yours stinks.
Mine stinks. I will shag you in your arse. With cheese and onion. Dust everywhere, mate. That's what I'm saying.
Everyone, every time we go to a gig, everyone's always asking, why does your drummer smell so bad?
Yeah.
That's why. He's an onion crisp, mate. Sorry.
That's it. Well, I don't care. It's not okay to judge someone on their personality due to their meal deal preference. It's 2021. It's 2021, people. We've got to get this shit cancelled. It's cancelled. Cancel the meal deal. It's gone. Goodbye meal deals. We're all having cheese and onion sandwiches or cheese and ham. That's all you get. Cheese and onion or cheese and ham.
Or cauliflower cheese.
Oh, it is another mock. I'm getting sick of this. I'm going to have to leave. I'm going to get angry. I'm getting angry.
Cheese sandwich.
PlayStation, right? We'll be sat there and we'll be like, oh, Danny, what you had for tea, mate? It'll go every night.
Cauliflower cheese.
Every night.
Every night. Yeah. If I was on every night, then I'd be on them fucking eating programs about why they eat fucking fish and chips, because it reminds them of when they were younger. Or they can't stop eating Christmas dinner because they love fucking presents. Fucking hell.
What are you on about?
You've not seen them fucking shows?
Yeah, I've seen.
Or that woman that likes eating shit out of a fucking sofa, My Strange Addiction.
Yeah.
Like the woman who likes paint. She fucking loves it, doesn't she?
Stop. Stop all of that. Cancel meal deals, cheese and onion sandwiches, or nothing.
I'm backing Danny on this one because I don't have meal deals. I don't do them.
Oh, do you not?
Nah. Well, I don't do it, not on purpose. I just I can't be fucking asking to
just walk past them. You don't make
no. No, hold on. Hold on.
Fuck off, no.
Why am I going to go into fucking co-op test guys to see whatever, right? And get what am I going to? Where I can just fucking go somewhere else or. What I do is I like cheesy nachos. I like cheesy nachos.
What? So if you're out and you went to Tesco for some food, you'd go over and make cheesy nachos?
No. You're forgetting I'm lazy as fuck, and the less walking I can do, the better. I will go to a drive-thru if I'm out.
Yeah, cheesy nacho drive-thru.
You're going to drive down St. Peter Street at 60 miles an hour.
He'll go to a drive-thru and then not eat in his car. He'll go for a drive-thru.
That rule has been surpassed. We're allowed to do that now.
Yeah, that rule has been surpassed.
Oh, you're allowed to eat in his car now?
Yeah.
The rule was because I spilt sweet chili sauce on a little bit of his car.
And then lied about it. You spilt it, I saw it happen. I go, what happened? Nothing, mate, nothing happened.
What? That was a right ring, bro. Right, we were late to practice because of that, and Archie got really angry, and we had to explain that it was to do with chili sauce, and Amari likes his car.
I don't remember that.
You don't?
No.
It's so many times we've been late to practice and Archie's just been on the phone.
You know why? It's because when we're late to practice and we know Archie's ringing us, should we sit here and just not answer it?
Take as long as possible.
It's true.
Archie didn't know that, but we know you're calling us, Archie, and we don't reply, I'm afraid. Because we know, because we're all going to be there. You know what I mean? It's not like we're not going to go.
You're just there 45 minutes late.
Fuming. Have you seen that thing? Read them and understand them. What's it? What was it?
Jackie Weaver. Yeah. Read them and understand them.
I have no authority.
She's kicked him out.
Speaking about, well, I mean, we weren't speaking about it. It was mentioned for like 2 seconds. My strange addictions. Yeah, this is like a theory I've had for a while, right?
And they're all weirdos.
Go on.
Yeah, and I've been called like an idiot for having this theory, right? So, call me crazy, but people who eat bricks and that, and eat, like, the bits inside a sofa, that can't be nutritious, yeah? That can't be healthy.
True.
Right.
You want a thought, so?
Yeah. So, if someone can train themselves, right, to live off eating bricks, can I train myself to live off eating raw chicken? Not that I want to.
I just
never have to cook again.
Over a certain amount of time, probably.
Yeah, you can do that with allergies, though, can't you? You can, like, just stop allergies by, like, getting allergies and just keep getting allergies until your body just says, fuck off. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
If you introduce it, like, bit by bit, like, I think I've seen some guy on TikTok, he was, like, allergic to peanuts, and he, like, snuck a little bit, like, in his food each day, and he's, like, gradually coming, like, he can tolerate him, and it's, like, I mean, he might just be a liar. I don't know.
There's a guy who does that with snake blood, snake venom and all.
Is that?
He does it with snake venom. And then because his blood's immune, because he just every day, he just shoots himself up with snake heroin. He loves it. And then he just sends his blood off to this foundation that uses blood just to save people's lives. So it's not all bad. It's not my strange. It's not always a strange addiction. It's I've been eating a brick is a bit strange, but...
Yeah.
Do you know my theory? How can people live off eating bricks and every time I eat normal food, it just doesn't digest? I'm in extreme amounts of pain every time I eat food. Yet they can eat a brick and drink paint and are fine. That's not fair, is it? Since when was that okay?
Yeah.
I'm absolutely fuming.
Every time Joe shits, it feels like he's shitting out pure glass.
Who's me?
Yeah.
This is premium podcast content, right?
Isn't it?
This
is just hard.
I think he's starting to realise why that studio didn't let Danny back in.
We're not going to be allowed anywhere. Are we?
About that story. We missed the best bit about that story, actually. It was the day after we'd been kicked out from the studio. Me and Archie are in our normal lessons, and the head of our course was in our last lesson. He goes, Joe and Archie, can you just stay here for a minute? I just need to speak to you for a bit. And we're unsuspecting, thinking, wow, this is brilliant. We were working hard in the studio last night. He's probably going to tell us how much of a good job we've done.
Yeah.
So he sits us down and he goes, just wanted to let you know, you are now banned from the studio. And me and Archie look at each other and are like,
why?
Why? And then he goes on to bring up his laptop, which has a collection of CCTV footage of a young, bold Danny. Very mischievous.
I tell you why they kicked me out and I couldn't come back. It's because I can play the instruments better than anyone in that college. That's why.
That's what he said, actually. That's what he went. The reason is that you're not allowed back is because that drummer was so devilishly
so handsome. God.
Yeah.
Never allowed back.
In it.
Is that Darby's Dave Grohl?
In it.
Oh. he's Dave Grohl off Wish.
Well, on that note, that's all we've got time for today. Is there any final message you want to leave the listeners with?
I apologize for any bum words and poo words and shit words. I'm joking. I'm joking. Listen to everything we've got. It's all good music. Yeah. You're never going to get bored with Riviera. It's fucking top quality shit. Riviera Band. What is it, Archie?
Riviera Band UK.
I don't even know my own app. That's it. Follow that, and then I think we'll be all right.
This feeling just dropped.
Yeah, new songs coming out. You're never going to get bored. Fuck meal deals.
Cheese and ham sandwiches.
Fuck people who eat bricks.
Eat bricks.
Fuck the inside of sofas. Fuck eating raw chicken. In fact, that's a shoot back at you, Dan, because you tried to mock me earlier. About getting kicked out of me at some college. But anyway.
In Welsh.
I need to stop talking.
Everyone, this feeling in Welsh, then that's a brilliant finish.
This feeling in Welsh? I actually don't know. I don't know.
Surely it's just ouch, in it, in Welsh.
I don't know if there's a direct translation. I'm going to cheat and use Google. I should know that, to be fair.
I was going to say.
Yeah, well... We're all... I haven't lived
we'd
in...
We have to carry it up.
Okay. A tame lad hooing.
A tame lad hooing.
Stream that.
Oh, she loves that word.
Stream it. A tame lad hooing.
Yeah.
I think if Archie says one more time, calls me lad one more time in the group chat, I'll probably just quit the band.
All right, lad. So goodbye to Maury. You don't play bass, do you, Dan?
No, I just play that little beauty over there, mate. Six, sorry.
Take a couple strings off it and we'll be fine.
I'm joking, we love Maury.
I would never step on your toes, Maury.
It's alright. Everyone does.
he's so pressed.
if anyone's listening, everyone, the private message Maury and call him lad. That's the way to end it.
That's
after listening to this feeling.
Oh, yeah.
After listening to that, do that first.
Yeah, just
everyone messaging saying, top tune, lad. We absolutely love it.
Message Archie lemon emojis. He loves it.
A message, let's get a hashtag going. Amari is a lad.
Amari is a lad.
Hashtag Amari is a lad.
I'm
pretty sure we're supposed to end this podcast 5 minutes ago, but let's keep going.
We'll talk all night if you want. I got nothing else to do.
Yeah.
Are you sure you just, follow us on Twitter, really.
Do you want to play Zombies?
On Instagram.
You got PlayStation.
If this ends in a 40 rand zombie game, I'm pretty sure there's sex involved. There will be sex involved. I need to start saying things like this.
Oh, cheers for coming on as well. It's been a laugh.
It's been good. I've enjoyed it.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, and just to reiterate what was said, stream their new tune, This Feeling, am I right? Yeah.
That's the one. And the Welsh one as well, yeah.
Yeah, the Welsh one, yeah. Available in Wales as well. But yeah, we'll put up all their socials and the links to their Spotify when the pod goes up. And yeah, make sure to keep supporting them and cheers for coming on.
I appreciate the opportunity, mate.
Thank you. Awesome, mate. Thank you.